So Vaidya Srila Prabhupada in his books acknowledges astrology repeatedly, but in his letters he discourages devotees from consulting astrologers. My understanding is that there is paravidya, which is spiritual knowledge, aparavidya, which is material knowledge, which is given in the scriptures. Now, in general, the mood of the bhakti tradition has to be focused always on the upper, on the paravidya. So in the Bhagavatam says, dharma projita kaitavatra parmo nirmatsaranam satam. That give up even dharma artha kama moksha. Is focus on prema. Prema pumartho mana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is said to have said. So with this mood, you know, even that which is materially good is given up or is subordinated for the sake of the transcendental. And in that sense, devotees, because they are focusing on the ultimate thing, so if we are not even concerned about dharma artha kama, then astrology, which basically tells about dharma artha kama, astrology tells about the material, largely talks about the material course of action that one is going to get in one's life, then the devotees don't care so much for that. So in principle, bhakti is transcendental. And that's why, while acknowledging the validity of material fields of knowledge, there is no necessity for taking to them. So now, that's in principle. In practice, Srila Prabhupada himself did consult astrologers. So there is actually this whole obsession with knowing the future that consumes many people. So before every decision, I want to consult an astrologer. I want to consult an astrologer. And this has today become a, it's not just astrology, there are tarot reading and so many other fields that are there by which people get consumed. And it can become a mental obsession. What is in the future? What is in the future? What is in the future? And that mental obsession can be a distraction from bhakti. So also at that time, there were no trained devotee astrologers also. At that time, when Prabhupada talked about it. So in general, Srila Prabhupada discouraged devotees from going towards any of the fringe fields that can be connected with Krishna, that were traditionally connected with Krishna, but can now be distractions. As you also said, that not only can be there is obsession with knowing the future, but there can also be, you know, rationalization of one's own actions by consulting some astrologers. Now, I want to do something. Suppose somebody is in a relationship and they find this relationship is not working. So they want to get out of the relationship. And they go to one astrologer, second astrologer, third astrologer, fourth astrologer. They say, no, don't break this relationship. Keep this relationship. They go on till they find an astrologer who says break the relationship. And then they use that astrologer to justify to breaking that relationship. So what happens? Often, I just saw one book, it's how to mess your life with astrology. So that's what happens. People can use astrology to rationalize what they want to do, and thus they can make a mess of their lives and attribute it to, oh, this was what my astrological chart said. So with proper philosophical understanding, since if astrology is consulted, that can be helpful. So Prabhupada's letters and Prabhupada's books, you know, whenever this becomes a hermeneutical issue, when Prabhupada has said one thing in one place, another thing in another place, then that means that Prabhupada has acknowledged astrology, but he has given due caution with respect to consulting astrologers. So we should also be cautious and only consult trustworthy astrologers, possibly devotee astrologers, if at all we have to, and consult them with great great caution. It is not so astrology can at best, it's like a weather forecast. We can tell us, it's going to rain at this time, or it's going to be a storm at this time, and then we can be a little more careful. But if we start over-relying on astrology, then our focus can shift from practicing bhakti and serving Krishna to just knowing the future and trying to deal with future problems. So if for major decisions in one's life, like say somebody wants to get married, somebody wants to choose a career, or somebody wants to train their child in what kind of training they want to give, for such major decisions, consulting astrology is fine. And this becomes, when it comes to aparavidya, it is largely to one's discretion, whether one wants to use the aparavidya or one doesn't want. Just like Ayurveda. Now, Prabhupada himself, most of the time, he took Ayurvedic treatment. But Prabhupada was pragmatic. Sometimes, once or twice, once he was in London, at that time, he had an allopathic surgical procedure done on him. So Prabhupada was not rigid about this thing. What practically works, one can do. So if for treatment Ayurveda works, well and good. If allopathy works, well and good. If naturopathy or homeopathy works, whatever works, that's good. So with respect to functioning in this world, astrology can serve as a tool. And if we find, can serve as a tool for functioning in this world. And if we find that it helps us, we can use it. But if we find that it just obsesses us too much, and then it distracts us from future, or it becomes a rationalization for us, then that pitfall is definitely there. And that's all the more so because now astrology has become highly commercialized. And because of that, see, it's one thing to read the charts. But it's not just reading the charts, it's actually the charts have to, there is an objective aspect to astrology and there's a subjective aspect. Objective is okay, based on this star is like this, this star is like this, this star is like this. That's objective. But it requires experience to take those objective observations and to explain what it means. Just like, you know, from the symptoms, even a doctor, person who is just 1 year old doctor, that can say, okay, this is your disease. But if there is a 25-year-old experienced doctor, that person has a much broader perspective. And that person can tell much better, okay, this is a disease, but it's not likely to grow, or this is likely to grow. So there is the aspect of experience also which matters. And that experience is not just being in the profession of astrology, but it's also the way one conducts oneself as astrologer, the way one lives, whether one is sattva-guna, rajoguna, tamoguna. So the competence of astrologers is also questionable. And that's why we're not saying that all astrologers are bad, but the competence is questionable, is debatable rather, and therefore one has to be very cautious in consulting astrology. So I'll say that the two kinds of statements of Prabhupada, I can say summarizes three things, that there has to be definitely caution while consulting astrologers, and then it's up to individual discretion whether one wants to consult astrologers or not. And broadly, it's a aparadharma, and those who are practicing paradharma, they needn't have to stick to the aparadharma. But whether they want to or not, that's up to individual. Does it address the question? Any corrections or comments on this? Okay. Yes,
Prabhu. Nobody else has a question.
Okay, fine. Yes, Prabhu. Do we have time? Yep.